Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. This is a special edition of our newsletter, and our special guest of honor today is Mr. Miguel Donges. He's the manager of Mexico and Latin America at Romeo Ship Agency Division at Mexico City, Mexico. First and foremost, Miguel, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. As I always do with my interviewees, Miguel, I always allow them a chance to introduce who they actually are, because shipping is made out of people. How come you are working in shipping and logistics, a young man like you? How come you're not in Google or working in a bank?
Well, actually, my father was working in logistics. I always loved the logistics, so I decided to start to study international trade and business. And I had a chance to work in the shipping from the first of, well, of my career. I was working for Italia Marittima and Container Lines. Then, well, the company just was gone together with Evergreen Line. So I was working in Evergreen. And then I moved to a ship agency for a smaller shipping lines, such as Deutsche Ficalinien. And unfortunately, it has been sold. Last year was sold to Hapag-Lloyd. And then, well, this is how my career started. So I work mostly on the container lines. And then at the moment, it's been a few years since we are working on mostly on the project cargo, break bulk, tramp, as a ship agents here in Mexico and Latin America, as well other countries such as Spain, Portugal, and West Coast of Africa and North Africa as well.
Okay, that's interesting. What can you tell me about Romeo Ship Agency in Mexico City? I understand you belong to the TBAC group, but you are a shipping agency, and that means you represent ship owners, right?
It's correct. We represent different ship owners. We normally do the vessel husbandry, also the loading and unloading of the cargo. Mm-hmm. So we're in between the Mexican authorities, port authorities, and also the freight forwarder. For example, TBAC is the freight forwarder, normally is the cargo owner. We are the vessel handler most of the times.
Okay, that's very interesting. Mexico has a lot of ports. You have Gulf ports. You have also Pacific ports. Which ports would you say are the most active for project cargo in your country?
At the moment, the biggest one is Manzanillo port, especially because all the cargo from Asia comes to Manzanillo port. Mm-hmm. Also, the second largest one would be Veracruz port.
Which one, sorry? The cargo,
Veracruz port.
Veracruz,
it's in the Gulf. Veracruz port, yeah. All the cargo from Europe, it comes to Veracruz port. And nowadays we are seeing a growing demand on Ensenada, that's close to the US-Mexico border, especially for the what they call nearshoring.
Okay. Yes, I could imagine that a lot of production in China, I understand, is being moved to Mexico in order to be closer to North America, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We are seeing, I think we will have the in logistics, I will say it's a booming time from I think until 2028, let's say more and more cargo is coming into Mexico, especially project cargo.
Okay.
Just for the new factories to set up, or the Mexican factories just to grow, to get bigger and bigger, especially for the U.S. demand.
Okay, that's interesting. Tell me about Romeo Shipping Agency in Mexico. What? How many people are you there, and where are you located office-wise?
Well, actually here everything is centralized in Mexico City. This is where we are the head office, and then we got a different port offices just for the vessel handling, just in Veracruz, Altamira, Tampico, both of them, also Manzanillo, and we are also opening in Ensenada port.
Okay.
Due to this near shoring booming. So at the moment we are 25 people.
Right.
And still growing and growing.
Yes, of course. No, but that's, are there any particular shipping lines that you represent, or is it mainly case by case ship owners?
At the moment, it's mainly case by case. We got a different ship owner, such Varamar. We are their agents here as well in Europe and where we are located as well. Yeah. And then as in Breakwell Cargo and Project Cargo, they are big shipping lines, big ship owners. So we are just open to all of them.
Okay, so that means anyone, it could be any carrier that comes in and they need a solid shipping agent, then you can be the one, right?
It is correct. Also, we got a different container lines, but smaller ones, because all of the big ones, they already have their own ship agency own ones.
Yes. Is that the same in Mexico as in many other countries of the world, that the big ones like Hapag, like Maersk, like MSC. They have their own offices to do everything, and it's their own brand, right?
It is correct. Yeah, it is correct. We are seeing, especially in Latin America, where the container lines, they used to have a ship agents. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they already have their own brand.
Okay, but the question is, do they save money from that, or is it just something that they think they do?
Ah, it's a good question. That will be a good question, especially for container lines. Everything is very automatic. Yes. So they will have just a head office, especially in Mexico City or the big cities, and then in the ports they also have the port operations.
Right.
Not sure if they will save money, but they will keep all the control for them.
Right. They are so afraid that the shipping agent will learn a little bit, so they want to make sure to squeeze them out, I suppose.
Actually, the container lines, they don't pay too much for the vessel husbandry, so that's why they prefer to do everything by their own.
Let them do it themselves if they don't pay, of course. One question, so that means you also can facilitate inland transportation, surveyors, port captains, all this kind of thing?
It is correct. Normally in Mexico, all the companies, they normally do the tracking by themselves.
Okay.
I don't think any ship agent or any shipping line, they do have own tracks. So everything, just they are the tracking companies in Mexico. But we normally do all the port operations, the port agency, so the vessel husbandry, the surveillance. So that's what we do.
Okay, I understand. And customs clearance, I mean, when a ship comes into port in Mexico, is there a lot of, bureaucracy that you have to do? Or is it automated? Is it quite efficient? How can you say?
It still is actually very bureaucratic. So most of the import cargo is actually checked by the customs broker to make sure what is coming in is actually what is declared. Mm-hmm. There still is a lot of bureaucracy, I think. Things will go better year by year, but still it's, I believe, for Latin America, with exception of Panama as well, and then maybe Chile. Mm-hmm. But all of other countries, there is a lot of bureaucracy, especially for the customs.
I can imagine. Yeah, that's also what I hear, that Panama and Chile are the most, let's say, efficient ones for the moment.
Yeah, they are. Actually, they are, yeah.
And which other, now you and Romeo Ship Agency Group there in Mexico City, you look after other countries as well. That does it mean that if I have a vessel coming into Guatemala or to Costa Rica or somewhere, can you also handle that? Is that through your own organization?
Yeah, this is our own organization. We can just handle most of the Latin American countries, and we are actually keeping growing in different countries, especially just in Colombia as well. We believe that it's going to work.
Oh, yeah.
And we can handle it. Normally, Mexico is the head office for most of the companies going into Latin America as the first step to come into Latin America.
Yes, I understand. I've been, I think 10 years ago, I was in Cartagena on board a Hamburg Süd container ship.
Well,
So I sailed through the Panama Canal in 2012. And we even went to Manzanillo. I understand there's a Manzanillo, Mexico and Manzanillo, Panama, right?
Panama, yeah. Well, we got a couple of customers. They have shipped to different Manzanillo ports. So, well, I understand that some people can get confused.
So they had it was supposed to go to Mexico, but it went to Panama.
Panama, yeah, we've seen that a lot of times. Yeah, we've seen that a lot of times. And believe me, it's crazy just to move cargo out of Mexico into Panama again and do all the transshipment of the cargo. Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen that.
But one question. I'm not so familiar with Central America, all the small states there. Is it actually possible to do trucking from Mexico to Panama? Can it be done?
Yeah, it is correct. We've done that. It's, I think, I believe it's growing. It's a growing business, especially due to transit times.
Right.
You know, now things are getting better, especially on the ship allocation, so there's more space. The only issue in Latin America and Central America will be the safety issues.
That's quite the
problem why I think it's not growing. It's not like in Europe where it's so easy to cross the border.
Yeah.
And also safety concerns, especially, a lot of trouble. So that's why.
Yeah, so there is a certain crime rate in some of the countries there, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, cross-border is not easy. But yeah, it's growing actually at the moment because especially at the transit time.
Oh yeah, so trucking would be faster if it works well. It's faster than going by sea. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
And in Mexico, where do you see? Mexico is a huge country in Latin America. Who are your main trading partners? Would that be China or Germany or from where?
Oh, United States is the first trading partner, States and Canada, because of the NAFTA agreement. So they are the ones. But we need to think that Mexico is mostly an importing country. I think 60-70% of the cargo coming into Mexico comes from China.
Okay.
And everything is... A ship out of China or Asia into Mexico, then everything is assembled here and then shipped out to the US.
Mm.
Mostly by truck. Yeah, most of the shipments, this is why the first trading partner is the United States, and everything is moved by truck.
Yeah, so it's really a very huge dragon you have there to the north of your country.
Yeah. So you got a consumer, the first consumer country in the world you got in front of you. So that's why the first trading partner is United States.
Yes, I can imagine. And in Romeo Group, where your own offices, I mean, totally owned under the name Romeo Group, where do you have offices right now?
Well, I can't believe, but we are over 20-something, 30 countries worldwide under the Romeo Group. Yes, because we got also the freight forwarding company that is Tiba, that is actually in all Latin America.
Yes.
Growing, you know them. So we are also growing in Africa.
Fantastic.
That is what I believe is also the future.
Okay, I just came back from a trip on board a ship down to South Africa and Namibia, and that was, I agree with you, Africa is very interesting, and even the Chinese are very active there as well. It seems they are taking over the world if we don't take care, right?
Yeah, well, actually, they are going step by step. Well, they don't make a lot of marketing on that. So that's why when you go to Africa, you see all Chinese companies everywhere.
Yeah, especially in the mining.
So also mining and construction. So I remember that in East Africa, I remember that most of the construction companies are Chinese.
Yeah, correct. They are really everywhere. In Mexico, how do you are over the corona now. How do you see the economy in Mexico? Is it growing at the moment? I mean, it's a booming time. So there's a lot of positive news in your country, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm very positive on that, especially on the logistics side. I believe we will see a boom from 2023 until 2028 because all the factories are even setting up in Mexico, just landing here or just getting a little bit bigger, especially from the production side. So we will see a booming time.
Okay, that's
so. I'm quite positive, even though we got elections next year. I'm quite positive on the economy in Mexico.
Okay, and at the moment, who is president of Mexico at the moment?
We got Andres Manuel.
Okay.
He cannot be reelected. So next year we have elections here and we will see a change of the president.
Okay. So he has been for two times or one time?
No, 6 years. Just one term is 6 years.
Okay.
Actually, the one thing I like in Mexico, everyone told me, so it doesn't really matter who will win. It can affect a little bit the economy, but still Mexico will keep growing. So it will be keep moving because people has to work, people has to earn the money. So they will go out just for working. I remember on the corona, in Europe, you were completely shut down.
Yes.
Here we were shut down 2 weeks maximum because people had to go to make a living. So that's why, they had to go out to make a living. So, the economy was moving.
Yeah. No, that's cool. How do you attract more vessel owners to take your agency? Because of course there are many shipping agencies in Mexico, but how do you make sure that they come to you? Do you sell yourself to the charterers or to the ship owners worldwide? How do you make sure that you are known?
So actually Romeo Group is known mostly in Europe and also in Africa.
Yeah.
We work with different ship owners. We got more people working there. So some ship owners, they already know us. Mm-hmm. And then we get the expertise. We get also one department. We got another company just called Canarship for the oil and gas.
Okay.
So we are quite well known, especially on the oil and gas sector.
Yes.
My boss and colleagues, they travel to Houston. So we are quite known from the ship owners. We do also control some cargo. So that's good for us because we control the cargo and we also control the ship. So that's really a win-win situation for the ship owners.
Yeah, definitely. So they can come in and discharge. You might even have cargo for them to load outbound. So
yeah. So we know also the freight forwarders. Because we got also the container division. So we got also the project cargo. Okay. So at the end of the day, our customers on the containers, some of them are the same for the breakbulk cargo, so that's good for us.
That's very good. You know that some of the ship owners, the big ones, very big ones, they now would like to be freight forwarders too. Have you heard about this in Mexico as well?
Yeah, I heard about this also. I'm seeing it because Maersk Line actually is, they are opening an offices here just to control everything in Mexico and Brazil. They will mm-hmm. have the centers. So we are seeing that the container lines are actually a freight forwarder with ships and containers. They are not a pure ship line anymore.
Right. So that means when you next time have to ship your own containers, you will not book with Maersk Line, I think.
Actually, we work with Maersk Line. We know how they are working. I believe it will be a tricky situation, even though they say they are not a freight forwarder. At the end of the day, they are a freight forwarder with ships and containers.
Sure.
We will see in 2024 when they split up with MSC. We will see.
Yes. That's a good point. It's that marriage now comes to an end. I've noticed that MSC buying ships left, right, and center. They are very, very big, these two. They earned so much money during Corona, they don't know what to do with it all.
Yeah, so keep buying companies, and let's see next year, because you've said that, so actually volumes are dropping, so yes. We will see how they will fulfill the ships. So
that's
going to be interesting.
Yes. There are some person told me during an interview that when the ship owner starts to invite you for lunch, then you know that they want your cargo.
You've seen that as well. You've seen some big freight forwarders like Kühne+Nagel, DSV, Schenker, these people that they were a little bit surprised when the ship owners there start calling them again. Okay, you were not interested in my cargo. Yes, I know. And then now you're calling me. Seems strange, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who are the major? You mentioned that some of the big. Who are the major freight forwarders active in Mexico? For example, if you say Mexico, Europe, is that Kühne+Nagel
you got a typical ones, the big ones: Kühne+Nagel, DSV, Schenker, yeah. CH Robinson, Giotis. You got a big players here in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I remember that I think years ago I heard that maybe for Kühne+Nagel Mexico was one of the most profitable countries.
Okay, yeah.
Mexico, it's in terms of volume in containers, what I can say is that they are moving between 6 to 7 million TEUs. Cool. This includes also the empty, so it's not a much volume in terms of TEUs. You see, okay, 6-7 million TEUs is nothing.
Right. But it's an interesting market, and I remember I shipped some cement plants into Mexico, and like you said, a lot of production is moving to your country now from overseas.
Yeah, you're gonna hear Volkswagen, BMW. They are opening more and more plants, and also making bigger. So when you see the investment, the amount of investment just been moved in Mexico, so it's quite interesting. Also, yeah. Tesla is opening a new factory here, so
really?
Everyone is interested. Yeah, Tesla, I think they announced it 1 month ago, weeks ago. So they are opening one of the biggest plant here in Mexico, in Monterrey. Okay. That's a 4 hours drive from the U.S.-Mexico border.
Wow, that's cool. As they say, Elon Musk, the South African, he's everywhere.
Yeah. I believe the EV cars, they are the future.
Yeah.
So Mexico, it's one of the largest car manufacturers in the world.
Yeah.
Mostly goes to the United States.
Yeah.
But they are making more and more cars to the US market.
Yeah. Interesting. I think you are, to be honest, I have been to Coatzacoalcos and Tampico and Veracruz when I was 5 years old in 1968. But I can't remember it, and I have not been to Mexico since. It's my fault. I should actually visit Mexico City, and I heard the food is fantastic there. So when I get over there, then you can buy me a lunch.
For sure, you are very welcome here. You will see how ports are growing. So yes, you will see. Well, it changed a lot from the 60s to nowadays, for sure.
I
so it will be interesting. So you will understand how Mexico and also Latin America countries work, why the bureaucracy exists.
Yes.
So you can understand why everything is a little bit more, let's say, complicated than in Europe or in the US.
Yeah, but you can say that Europe and US also, we are not so complicated, but somehow we are also very boring. It's quite boring.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything is, my colleagues, they told me, because we got some people moving from here into Europe to work to make a practice there. And they told me, look, everything is quite easy, it's fast, it's not complicated. So, that's why here you get a lot of players.
You need to use your brain more.
Actually here you need to, for sure. Yeah, you tell it better than anyone.
very good, Mikael. Now I must say it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and you look like a happy guy, and I don't need to mention to the viewers that you will become a father soon perhaps, but you do like a very happy guy, and there's some exciting times
for sure
ahead for you. So I want to say not least happy congratulations with that coming up, and also many thanks for this interview.
Thanks to you. Have a great day. You are always welcome here.
Thank you, Mikael. And to all our listeners, viewers from around the world, this was another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Mikael Donges. He is the manager for Mexico and Latin America for the Romeo Shipping Agency Group, part of TIBA, and is located in Mexico City. He certainly knows his business, and is a proactive and very kind gentleman. So do contact him direct if you need. And from me, thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.